You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Baby, 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 oh.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what is up, Gomites? All the real ass dudes out there in podcast land, I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez. Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm so excited to be here today. What a nice day. What a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, just kind of basking in my victory, just overall being, I would say a complete shutout in the podcast war so far. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. I'm here, obviously, as always, with my co-host, Zach Amico. Zach, what's up, buddy?
Boom. Happy to be here, buddy.
Yeah.
Happy to be part of the winning team in a weird little way.
You are part of the winning team, 100%.
No, I've done nothing.
Though you look a little bit more like somebody on the other team. Similar body type. I kid. I'm going to take the high road. I've been trying not to. It's so hard because this chick if you listen to the show and you don't know what's going on, you're fucking living under a rock. But these chicks from the Guys We Fucked podcast went on to the Sam Roberts show last Friday, actually. And they shit all over me. They named me my name. And they said I was a bad father. And that was a thing that I think really mobilized the troops on our end. Because for me, they've talked shit about me before, and I've gotten annoyed, but I haven't made it a point to fucking obliterate these bitches, you know? But even so, I've been really trying to bite my tongue and not attack what this chick looks like physically. Because the truth of the matter is, I don't actually think she's an unattractive chick. But it's so hard to not jump on to the
Neanderthal instincts you have.
Yeah, dude. Like, look, dude, I'll tell you right now. But here's the thing. I think she crossed a certain line by saying, if I flipped a coin, I'd assume he's a bad father. That's crossing a certain line where I'm still trying to take the high road. Did you listen to the Legion of Skanks we did, Podcast Wars, yet?
Oh, I certainly did, yes.
Oh, man, it's fucking great. It's coming out Monday. We're definitely releasing it for free and on iTunes and on YouTube. And we destroyed these chicks. And here's the thing. We read Reddit comments on the show. I had Ding Dong read a bunch of Reddit comments. This is what a nice guy I am still. They were so brutal to these girls on Reddit. I mean, they were fucking YouTube and Reddit and Facebook. They were so brutal and so mean. I rolled it back a little bit. I said, you know what? Let's not read some of these comments. Dude, the shit that some of these people were saying, I don't even need to go that far. We made a decision. We had a pact going into Legion of Skanks that we were going to keep it funny the whole time, and it wasn't going to get vicious, and we weren't going to try to, you know, in reality, we never even set the fans on them. That's the funniest part of all, is they completely 100% did this to themselves.
Because there was no call to action.
No call to action at all. But I'm not going to call the dogs off. I'm not going to do these chicks a favor and call the dogs off, because the truth of the matter is, these chicks haven't, thanks Gopo for taking fucking forever, these chicks haven't come to me and apologized. They haven't come to me and waved a white flag. Christina.
Hold on, we doing podcast wars?
Podcast wars. Christina emailed Jay. And she was like, oh, you know, I'm going to talk to Corinne about her unfunny bitchiness. This is like a quote, okay? Her unfunny bitchiness within the comedy scene, because this isn't good. Christina, in a weird way, is getting dragged through the dirt because of Corinne. But, you know, I watched that Sam Roberts video. It wasn't like Christina was completely innocent. You know, listening to the phone call, it sounded like Christina was a little more innocent. But when you watch the video, Christina was telling Sam to hang up on me within the first minute.
She did deny the fact that, remember Dave said, Christina, you did tell me off air that Corinne was a cunt that night or twat that night. She denied it, though. She's like, no, I didn't.
She did, though. She did. Here's the deal, right? And I get it. You're standing by your friend. You know, these girls have been doing comedy together for a long time. Dude, if you go back and you listen to episode 92 of Legion of Skanks, dude, I brought these fucking chicks in and I talked them up. I was complimentary of them. I was like, oh, they're cool chicks. They're fucking funny. They're hot. They got this great show. Dude, I literally brought them into our world.
Which one were you trying to fuck?
I wasn't trying to fuck either one of them. I really wasn't. I swear to God. I thought the idea of the show was kind of a cool concept for the show, right? The truth of the matter is, once you run out of guys to fuck, then it just becomes two girls babbling about sex. So it's like, okay, that's just been done so many times over and over and over again. And honestly, I'm not even going to spend my time on today's show breaking down what they did, because the sketch that me and Dave made, it just kind of broke them down to what they are, just the simplest level. It really is.
Podcast Wars.
It's pretty fucking funny, dude.
I just love that you are so you that your response to this was to do a DX style, like 1998, let's dress up as them.
Yeah.
It's perfect, though. Yeah. But like, if they did it back to you instead of like...
They should.
If they just dressed up as you guys and like yelled at each other and said shitty stuff about women, that would be funny.
Maybe.
It could be funny.
It'd be funny.
If they responded to funny with funny, it would be awesome.
Can I say one thing about the video?
Go ahead.
Gomez looks pretty good in dress.
Yeah, a lot of people
say that. Let me tell you that right now. He looks not bad.
A lot of people were saying they wanted to fuck my mouth in that dress.
I'm like, yeah. Dave, shit.
Here's the deal, man. Look, these girls, here's what's happening right now on the internet, okay? Corinne and Christina have both blocked everyone, all of our fans, because the fans are just coming at them like hard, which is hilarious to me. They blocked us all. Corinne, as I've heard through the grapevine, that Corinne is refusing to watch the sketch and has told people that she isn't going to watch it, which is just such the opposite instinct of funny. If somebody made a sketch about me, okay, and made a parody of me, it would be on the front of my Facebook. I would be spreading the word about it. The only thing you can do, and you said it a minute ago, is combat funny with funny. But they don't have the tools to do that. You know, I legitimately, and I really mean this, I pray, I hope. What, is that the camera? Which one's? I pray, you motherfucker, you piece of shit. I fucking pray that these girls come back with a retaliation. I want them to. I want them to write a sketch. I want them to come back and do a fucking month-long series about how what scumbags we are and how unfunny we are. I would love to keep this going on. Okay, because this is over for me. The podcast is going to come out Monday, and it's going to go on YouTube on Monday. We already put the sketch out.
It was out, though, wasn't it?
Well, it's exclusively on anthonycumia.com right now. So it's coming out for free on Monday. It's going to X amount of people, a lot more people than they claim to have. Because they look, in reality, these bitches want to pretend that they have this huge following. Well, where are your troops? Our fans heard that you guys said one bad thing about us on the Sam Roberts Show for 5 minutes. And within a weekend, Corinne has to put all of her YouTube videos on private because there's so many dislikes and so many negative comments, which, by the way, once again, did not tell the fans to do, but I will not tell the fans to stop doing. I fucking refuse. If you want to apologize to me, you want to come and say, hey, I was really wrong, I shouldn't have done that. If you want to apologize and say, hey, you know what, I just took it too far, I was lost in the moment, I didn't know what to say, I shouldn't have said you were a bad father, you know, all's fair in love and war, whatever it is. If you want to do that, I will fucking make a public statement. Guys, hey, stop fucking with these girls. But beyond that, dude, I'll let the fans do whatever the fuck they want to do. Where are your fuckers? Where are your 650,000 fans that follow you guys on SoundCloud? Where are they? Where are they? Why aren't they coming after us?
I feel like...
Why aren't they fucking combating all the fans online? Because they don't exist. Okay? And the ones that do exist are 16-year-old girls. Our fans are 18 to 34-year-old men with a lot of fucking time on their hands. Your fucking little college girls and high school girls that would be coming after me, they got to study. They have a fucking, they have classes starting in the fall. They're doing internships. They don't have the fucking time. All right? So yeah, you know what? That's all we have. We spent the whole weekend making that fucking video. All we have is time, and we will kill you with funny every fucking time.
Let me tell you something, Lewis.
What?
If you were in the army, I'd follow you.
I know you would. I fucking know you would.
That was like a general going to war.
But it's crazy to me that these girls would attack. And I've also heard rumors that they think that me and Sam Roberts set them up.
As a third party who witnessed everything happen.
Oh, we saw this live last week.
Scobo and I watched this happen live. Lewis got a bunch of tweets that they were talking shit on him. We went online. First thing on Instagram was that the two of them were on Sam Roberts' show. Lewis's first instinct was to call in.
Yep.
And it was all, you know, improv. It all happened.
It all happened.
Spur of the moment. But yeah, the fact that they would think that it is set up
is hilarious. Here's why
it's just such a victim complex.
Of course. Well, they go, oh, we're women and you guys are all coming after us. Dude, no, no, no. You went into, on a Sam show. You went into a neutral ground. And I'm not friends with Sam. I mean, I should say I am friends with Sam, but I'm friendly with Sam. I don't know Sam super well. I'm not friends with Sam
the same way.
I'm friends with Bobby or you know, fucking Scopo.
You're closer to Bobby than you were to Sam.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm not friends with him that same way.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, you think that we set you up? No, this guy objectively looked at you guys shitting on me for no reason, without any substance. It's not like this chick was saying like, oh, you know what? This guy's an asshole. This is what he said this about women. He said, you know, he said that women belong in the kitchen. I'm not fucking Gavin McGinnis. I was raised by a single mom. I'm not married to my chick. I'm raising a kid out of wedlock. I am pro-choice. I am pro-women's rights. I am pro-gay marriage. They're just, they made up the fact that I'm this dude that is so anti-woman. There's nothing that, the only thing that I do in my life is I make a lot of jokes. And I'll make jokes at the expense of women as well. But that's what comics do. There's nobody fucking safe in the world of comedy. There's no colors that we can't use on our fucking, in our painting. This is what we do. So whether it's women, men, black, white, whether it's dirty words, whether it's the word cunt or nigger or spick or kike or whatever it is, I don't really hold back with any of those words. So I will get called sexist or racist sometimes. But the truth is, I would rather be called sexist or racist to some people that don't get it, which it's usually not comedians. It's not comedians. It's usually fucking idiot audience members that don't fucking get it. Usually 99% of the comics in the world get that we're trying to find funny, even on podcasts, just making jokes about whatever it is. But these other comedians, quote unquote, are coming out and trying to police the words that other comedians are using, which is the most fucking anti-comedy thing in the world. For me to say, you're saying no words, you shouldn't do that, you're a piece of shit. Well, fuck you. You're not a comic then. That's why people are calling them SJWs, social justice warriors. It's because that's their whole point of their thing, is to go out and tell people what words they can or cannot use. And that's wrong. So these chicks go on to the Sam Roberts show. Sam just kind of calls it like it is. Now, Sam, the truth is, Sam, he's a good radio
host. Sam knows radio.
He sees that there's drama there. Dude, when I called in, his face probably lit up. He was like, oh, this is great, dude. This is great. And within a minute, hang up on him. This isn't funny.
Well, bitch, no, when they had nothing left, that's what they did.
They had nothing from second one.
They had nothing left on. They were arguing with you a little bit, and then they were like, just hang up on him.
But if you see the video, Christina within 30 seconds was going, hang up.
Oh, I did not watch that. Yeah. I didn't see that part.
So, which is like that, and that's my point with Christina. It's like, dude, she apologized to Jay, and everyone's like, oh, Christina's the good one. Well, Christina, no, why are you writing me an email calling me a fucking asshole then? You know, she compared Dave saying that they promote whorishness to Corinne saying that I'm a bad father. It's like, first of all, Dave said that in retaliation because Dave was pissed off. But it's also just not even close to the same thing at all. It's like, you're literally taking a personal attack at me. And then you're going to...
With the one thing you're good at.
Literally the only thing. Yeah. There's so many things you could attack me on. If you want to say I'm a fucking...
Lunatic.
Had they never seen you once?
Psychopath.
I mean, there's so... I have shitty tattoos.
Mediocre comedy.
I'm a bad boyfriend. I'm a lot of things.
Well,
I'm not a mediocre comic. They couldn't attack my comedy.
I'm just fucking...
They couldn't attack my comedy. That's the best part of all. Is that they...
He's a great comic if somebody in the crowd has an ugly shirt on. Or if there's an interracial couple.
Or if Gino's not on the show.
If there's two gay guys, he'll fucking get it out of them.
Oh, man. Dude, but that's the thing, man. Sam, here's how dumb they are. Here's how disconnected they are from the real world, right? Sam is an ONA guy, right? So you guys are going in that world, and you're trying to stir up a fucking battle with us. It's not even like it's not like all the ONA people like us. They don't. A lot of people don't like me and Dave specifically from the ONA world. They're like, oh, those guys fucking suck. We get a lot of shit on the ONA Reddit,
right?
Because
you're not the big guys.
Well, we're not.
Yeah.
So here's what's funny. I had probably 20 people either tweet or write on Reddit, be like, you know what, dude? I used to really hate Lewis, but these bitches literally pushed me into becoming a Gomite. They're creating fans with their unlikability. Okay, that they're creating fans for me. That's how fucking terrible they are. You're going that the ONA world, those guys, the fucking the fans of that show, the fans of Opie and Jim now, the fans of Anthony Cumia now, they're not gonna side with two cackling twats that are hating on men. It's 90% men who hate that shit. They hate it. And I warned Christina. I said, Christina, why are you coming at me? Our fans are going to fucking kill you. Our fans are going to come after you. I'm not going to even tell them to. They're going to do that. They relish in this. But still, they want to fucking mention my name over and over again. And by the way, I do partially blame you, Bobby Kelly, and Ari Shaffir for the monster that was created there. Because they go on the Sam Roberts show, and who do they list? They list Bobby. Bobby had an idea. Why don't we put Lewis in a glass box and have all the girls that have problems with him, they could all talk at him and he won't have a microphone. Oh yeah, bitches, because that's the only way you can beat me in an argument.
That would be funny, though.
That, yeah, it would be funny, right? Because the only way they could fucking win an argument with me is to have me not have a microphone. Because they're fucking idiots.
No.
And then Ari Shaffir, Ari said, you never take stage time away from a comedian. Idiots, I was giving you stage time. In what world, dude, it's fucking bananas to me. How do you look at it as me taking away stage time? Why don't you just be a little more fucking appreciative to the people that are giving you something, to the people that are trying to help you out? You think you'd go, oh shit, you know what, dude, Lewis, out of the three of them, out of Lewis, Dave, and Jay, Lewis is the one that is giving us stage time. Lewis is the one that is bringing us on to Legion of Skanks and give us an audience. Lewis is the one that's saying that we have a good podcast. Lewis is the one that's saying we're good looking. Lewis is the one that was on your fucking side, you morons. But you don't think, you don't listen, you only yap, and instead of understanding what you're fucking dealing with, you just decided to pick me as the fucking bad guy.
Mm.
Well, now good. Now
guys,
look what the fuck happened.
This is Lewis' 12th podcast this week, and he has this much rage.
No. It's good. No. Monday will all be over. If they don't
this
fucking do anything,
rage
if they lie
created.
Down and just fucking ignore it like they've been doing, which is just pathetic. Which is just fucking pathetic. If somebody was coming at me that, or first of all, they came at me for 4 minutes on the Sam Roberts show, and we fucking obliterated them. We had the entire comedy community laughing in these girls' faces. The entire, dude, I have comics coming up. I was at the Stand last night and at New York Comedy Club, real comedy clubs. I was at these comedy clubs last night, and I have comics just coming up to me over and over. The Creek the other night, over and over again. Oh my God, dude. Holy shit, dude. Fuck those girls. Dude, how awesome. Dude, everyone, like, sharing it. People, here's the problem. People don't want to, like, pick sides, so people aren't sharing it on Facebook, but people are sharing it behind the scenes. Like, comics are coming up and like, dude, it's like me and my roommates all around a computer screen watching it over and over again. Somebody, this is actually really funny. One of the fans, just one of the fucking funny-ass, awesome fans that we have, they took the part of the parody that we made, and...
You guys, by the way, you kind of ruined it a little bit with the. You guys made it. You put it on early on the.
Well, shut up. We're going to fucking edit it out. What, I don't understand your instincts in podcasting. They're the worst.
Well, I'm trying to make it a little funny with this rant that
that's
you have
not,
going
that's
on
not
right
funny.
Now.
That's not. You're telling me that I fucking fucked up the bit. Right.
No, you didn't.
Look, here's what they did. They literally. They looped 10 minutes of the arm flapping scene.
Did you plan that, by the way? Or was that just in the moment?
No, I planned that.
With the arm flapping?
Yeah, I planned that.
That was the only part Lewis wrote. The rest was Dave.
No, that's not true. I wrote the whole fucking thing. It's just 10 minutes of the arm flapping. And by the way, I would have taken the high road. I don't attack this chick's looks. I've never attacked this chick's looks. I just kept on calling her hot because it's mean to fucking just say, oh, Christina's hot and Corinne's not hot. That's just me. I wasn't going to do that. What happened was I said they were really hot because they were in Legion of Skanks way back in the day in the Creek in the Cave and they were sitting in the shadows. I was like, oh, these chicks are really hot. They're comics. And then they came into the light and I saw them both and I was like, all right, well, the one's not really that pretty and the other one is really pretty. But at that point, am I going to go, oh, I was wrong? No, it's ridiculous. But yeah, dude, I have comics coming up to me that don't even know them. I've had a few people being like, dude, I don't even know these girls, and I fucking hate them now. This is what happens when you fucking come out and you attack people, okay? And this is what's beautiful. I literally have the freedom now to do whatever I want. And we're still taking the high road. We're still not really being brutal or vicious. And I said this on Legion of Skanks before. If you're a fan of mine or a fan of Legion of Skanks, don't go and fucking write stupid shit to these girls like, oh, I hope you get raped or killed or anything like that. Legitimately, don't do that because it just discounts the point that we're trying to make in general. We're not fucking animals. We're killing these chicks with points and we're killing these chicks with funny. That's that. Okay, so we don't need to wish stupid. It's a really immature thing, and we don't sign off on that. We don't subscribe to that mentality. We can be creative and we can be funny with it. You don't have to wish violence upon a chick. And when you do something like that, all they do is they just sink their hooks into that concept. Oh, this is what their fans are. Even though 90% of the fans are being clever or funny, or just shitting on their comedy or shitting on them for the right reason. the 10% of people that are saying stupid shit, those are the ones that they're going to hold on to as oh, this is all the fans do, is they wish rape upon us. They wish death upon us. Yeah, we have some fucking immature people out there, okay? That's life, okay? We don't subscribe to that, and we don't sign off on that. So don't do that. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
I want to say you also would have been a good wrestler.
I would have been a good wrestler.
Because this is a great promo.
Yeah, that's yeah. The scope of this. What the whole show is today? It's fucking me. It'd be me gloating. So you better fucking.
No, I'm down for it. But I mean, how good would he have been? This guy's a wrestling fucking addict right here.
I just really hope they have the foresight to make sure they get B on their show next week.
But if they did that, right,
would be great.
That would be phenomenal.
How
fucking funny.
Dude. It's just the difference, dude. We just have such a different mentality. Like I'm so funny. First, like, look, here's the thing, right?
Do they address it in their next show? Do you think?
I don't even think they're gonna address it. I don't even think they're gonna mention my name again. I hope, Corinne. Party must keep it going, because the truth is we don't need them for fodder. Like we've done 160 episodes of Legion of Skanks. We've done like 60 episodes of this show. I've done 300 episodes of the Hammer Fisting podcast. I'm currently on Sirius XM every week doing 2 hours of MMA broadcasting. I don't need, this is what Kelly Fasuk used to say. She used to be like, oh, you need to talk about me, mate. Be funny. You don't do anything else on the show.
You don't need them to make it funny.
No. Do I talk about Kelly Fasuk anymore? Have I lost my edge, or I lost my funny since Kelly Fasuk moved back to Australia? You know,
someone would say that.
Kelly would is that with these chicks? I don't need these chicks to be funny. I haven't thought about these chicks. We did the episode after they shit on me on YKWD. I did a retaliation show where I listed the reasons I hated Corinne, which was funny. And that was it. I haven't thought about these chicks or talked about these chicks since then. Not once have they come out of my mouth. I don't care. I think I've even said the podcast that will not be named because I refuse to give them any more airtime on the show. Guys, we fucked. Well, that was it. Guys, we fucked. Go check them out, guys. Go, Mites. Go check out the show. Let them know what you think.
Is it Guys We Fucked or Sorry About Last Night?
Sorry About Last Night is their comedy troupe. And Guys We Fucked is their podcast. And here's the really funny part, right? I'm like watching these chicks' videos, because we really, like, when we did this sketch, we wanted to get their mannerisms down, and we really did try to make this funny, you know?
Method actor.
So, you know, I'm watching like their old videos, and these chicks, it's so funny because it's like they're not even unfunny chicks altogether, right? You watch some of their old sketches, some of their stupid musical comedy. They did a Q&A thing. You know, I'm watching these chicks. This is years ago, too. You kind of see the foundations of funny. You see some people that could maybe do this. But instead of, like every young open mic comic, instead of just kind of hanging out in the shadows and figuring out how to do it and not fucking kicking up too much dust and not being too much of an asshole, not getting too many people to dislike you, which is a fucking huge part of this game, is getting people to like you and people rooting for you. I've struggled with that. Dave Smith has struggled with that.
Now you fucking tell me.
Yeah, but that's it, dude. You got to get people to root for you. People didn't start rooting for me until Bobby Kelly told them to. That is the absolute truth. You know, I had to have a cool kid say that I was cool before anybody else jumped on board with it. This chick isn't going to have any cool kids saying she's cool. She's fucking up. And the problem is Christina's getting dragged down in that too. You know, they should be literally just coming out and being appreciative of the fact that there's people doing things for them and trying to create opportunities for them. And sure, it's because they're cute girls. I get it. But that's okay. I don't fault anybody for taking advantage of the cards that they have on the table. You know, like that's. If I was a cute chick, I would be a multimillionaire right now. That's the truth. I'm funny enough. I have enough of a business sense, enough of a business mentality, and I hustle enough that if I was a beautiful woman,
you'd be losing a cyborg in 45 seconds.
I mean, look how beautiful I'd be as a woman. It's right there.
Not bad. I'm not gonna lie. Not bad. You honest? Did you put makeup on?
Just lipstick.
You look good. You look good. The tattoos show off.
Yeah,
it's not
a little
bad.
Bit of a hardcore chick.
You fucking tuck your sack back, I might give you a run.
But
you look like an apprentice at a tattoo shop.
What happened to the instincts, you know, that young comics used to have, just kind of sitting there? I mean, I remember going to the Comedy Cellar when I was really young in comedy and sitting, not even on the second outer ring, but the third outer ring.
I'm still petrified.
I'm still petrified now at the Comedy Cellar. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, you go there, there's an uncomfortability there. When Jim Norton, Chris Rock, you don't got to go that big. Yeah, Attell, fucking when these...
Colin.
guys are sitting at that back table. I literally go, I'm going to fucking just go to the bar for a minute. It is still an intimidating environment. And I've proven myself as a comedian. I've done television. I've been doing comedy for a long time. I have the respect of my peers. I work at real comedy clubs. So it's still an intimidating thing. For these girls, I mean, for them, that post that she posted against Big J, calling him a fat fuck. And I mean, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't have any respect for the fact that we are all in this fight together, even though we see differently politically, which we don't really even. We don't really. If there's a line drawn, we're all really on the same side. You know, there's a couple little things here and there, but if there was a line drawn in the sand, we're all, including Big J and Dave, on the same side as these chicks. But they are too fucking pig-headed and stupid to realize that. It's a fucking joke. It is a fucking joke. So... yeah, this will be it. This will be the last time I talk about them until it's
unless there's more podcast wars.
If they want more podcast wars, I'm down.
I
want
to fucking switch sides, like when X-Pac went back from WCW to fucking DX. So
is Hulk
bad.
Hogan coming. Oh. It's the anniversary.
Where's guys we fucked with a Prince Albert? I'm just saying. I will switch this shit. I will fuck it. And I'm a good writer.
He's
going to
come in here shaven, clean groomed.
Let me actually plug that really quick, too. If you guys are listening now, because we don't have any more free Legion of Skanks episodes that are coming out to plug it. We do have the Big J roast coming up this Wednesday.
Are you the roast master?
I got switched to roast master. Metzger is a fucking idiot. He's just an idiot. Just when it comes down, I love Kurt Metzger. I've said this a million times. Kurt Metzger, in my opinion... from, you know, we'll say the before, like the 20-year under generation, in my opinion, is the best comedian.
I think okay? He's going to be the next motherfucker.
I think he's going to be the next, I think when all the smoke clears, he's going to be like an Attell. He'll be one of the most respected comics of all time. He's fucking brilliant, dude. And I love, and Kurt Metzger, I've had like my own shit with him where we had a thing on Legion of Skanks and I got mad, but I do really like Kurt Metzger a lot too. He's a psycho, but I really do like him. Like when I talk to Metzger, we always have a good time talking and shooting the shit. But this fucking idiot just didn't put it in his calendar. Just like literally just was like, yeah, I'm the roast master, it's fine. Didn't put it in his calendar. And then got, they booked a run at SiriusXM for... Race Wars. Yeah. And it ended up getting scheduled on the same night as the roast. So he's still doing the roast, but he can only stay for the first half. So he's got like a big fucking bull. He's going to walk through the crowd in the middle of the roast and leave the dais, which fucking sucks. But he's still on the roast. The fucking dais. We ended up adding a couple names because DeRosa pulled out also. People that are hating on DeRosa, he has to film Better Call Saul. He told us day
don't
one.
Don't hate on him.
Yeah, right. don't hate on him for that, dude. He didn't pull out because of Kumi. People are like, oh, dude, as soon as he saw Kumi was on the roast, he pulled out. No, that's not what happened. He knew Kumi was on the roast when he signed up for the roast. He said he wanted to do the roast for Kumi. Both of those guys actually expressed just the idea that hopefully it was going to be a cool way to bury the hatchet, have a couple beers at the end of the night, and move past the bullshit. Because it's been, look, everyone's too old and we're all too mature for this dumb shit. I'll keep Podcast Wars going forever. All right. Without a doubt, I will keep Podcast Wars going. But DeRosa, he said even when he signed up, he was like, dude, I have a 20-day block out for Better Call Saul. It could fall on those dates. It is what it is. He was like, I'll do it. And he literally told us a couple weeks ago that he couldn't. So it sucks that he had to pull out. We're getting videos from a few people still. He might be one of them. I don't want to guarantee anything because then we'll get in trouble if it doesn't happen. But the dais right now, I'm the Roastmaster, which Big J specifically asked me to be Roastmaster. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to get somebody else to do it. Because I think it's a lot more responsibility to do it. But he specifically asked me, and he's one of my best friends in the world, so I got to fucking do it. But the dais includes Kurt Metzger, Dave Smith, Dan Soder, Bonnie McFarland, Anthony Cumia, Ari Shaffir, Mike Vecchione, Harris Stanton, and just added Mark Normand.
Ooh.
And Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers. So, I mean, the fucking dais, it's on par with... any roast that you could ever name in terms of funny, there's no doubt about it. We have I don't even know a Comedy Central roast that is a funnier dais.
With the Comedy Central roast, they want big time celebrities to do
it. They want celebrities. Yeah, but here's the thing, all these guys, with the exception of a couple of them, there's two guys that aren't stand ups on the dais, and
Sal,
both of those guys
are monsters.
Are monsters at performing comedy in their own right. So both those guys are monsters at getting up in front of people and making them laugh. So everyone is going to be able to take the jokes that they have and fucking just smash it. We also have a couple special guests that I can't name.
Hint? A little teaser?
No, I can't. No names at all. Couple special guests. This shit is going to be nuts. Obviously, it's been sold out. Both the VIP tickets in the room and the general admission tickets downstairs to watch on the monitors are sold out. You cannot get in, period. Don't even show up and try to think you can't get in. But if you do want to watch it live, you guys can watch it live, and it will be archived as well at anthonycumia.com. Sign up for a month. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up for a month, see if you like it. You get the roast, and then also, obviously, you get Legion of Skanks, Anthony Cumia show, and the Gavin McGinnis show as well. So that's all going to be this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Last plug. I'm good at plugging. This is why they pay me the big bucks in radio. Because I'm good at plugging shit.
So you guys know, I might go throw up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm hungover. So.
Oh, really? You went drinking last night? Where'd you go?
Yeah. This is the Lantern. And then I went to Barcelona.
Getting fucking smashed.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it what it was? It was just shots.
I just started getting hungover. Like,
I hate hangovers. The worst thing in the world. As you get older, the
three
worse.
Years ago, I don't. You know what? I don't really. The only time I'm going to get a hangover is if I feel sick the night before. Like if I'm drinking and I feel like that, I know it's like.
I bought a water and I didn't fucking chug it. Usually, you chug a water at night before you go to bed. It's a little better in the morning. I didn't fucking chug it.
Can't do it, man. I'm not. I don't know, dude. I gotta fucking stop drinking and doing drugs. I'm not doing drugs, but I really am a fucking. Just an addict. I stop every once in a while. I know it's in my future. That's the other thing. It's like I know that there's going to be one time in my life where I'm going to have to look in the mirror and go like, all right, I have to be sober. Because I drink every single night. Every night I'm drinking hard liquor too.
Not good.
I don't even drink beer because I want to look great. Is that ironic in a weird way? That I'm slowly but surely.
I do love watching you walk out of a club and into a cab with the vodka tonic in your hand, the vodka soda.
Or watching Lewis host and see him gradually get more fucked up throughout the show. You start slurring your words at the end.
You know, but there's got to be here's the thing. I always feel very self-conscious about like going to comedy clubs and getting fucked up now. Like when I was really young, I would always stink of weed. I still kind of stink of weed a lot, I'm sure, when I go into comedy clubs. But I try not to. Like if I go into Gotham, right? And I smoke pot before the show. What I'll do is I'll take my bowl. There's a little hidden like cubby right next to Gotham, like that I could hide my bowl in, because I don't want to stink of weed when I walk in. And then I'll air out for like 5 minutes before I walk in, because you don't want to be a guy that just, you know, stinks of drugs or is getting hammered. But it's like there is a place for it. Look, you look at guys like fucking Ari, who always stinks of weed, or Artie Lang, who is always getting smashed at clubs. I mean, these guys all have careers, and a part of the career is being that guy. And I think I hit on those things, being a party guy and kind of having that vibe to me. I hit on those notes. So part of me like embraces it a little bit. But another part of it, I get super self-conscious about, like if I get hammered at a real comedy club, I'll feel like bad. I'll feel like people are talking about me like I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, they are.
Probably.
So
I don't know. I've never gotten drunk at a club I didn't work at.
So you, there is no club.
It's been years.
Fucking Zach, you're fucking Zach's killing it too, man, with the roast, I gotta say. I'm so fucking excited. Zach is a monster.
Monster joke writer.
No, just a monster.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a period.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ended the sentence.
Zach is a physical monster. No, he's a fucking killer roast writer. If you're also fucking a comic out there that you ever get an opportunity to do a roast, come and hire this guy, because he fucking
I've got nothing else to do.
You are my savior, dude. You're my God.
Your mind does
savior.
Work in sick ways.
Can I tell you, I'll give a little, this is how sad the Zach Amico story is. When Lewis contacted me about working, like writing for him on the roast, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I think I could do it. I already had 20 jokes written down in case someone asked me. That's how sad my life is.
That's okay.
That's not sad. It's being prepared.
I've done that too. Dude, listen to me. Dude, what do you think a spec script is?
Yeah, to me, it's just like, you know, dress for the job you want. So whenever there's something I would like to be involved 100%. With, I always try to write for it just in case I get an opportunity.
I've written roast jokes. Maybe I'll bring them in. This is years ago. I have them somewhere where it was like one of the roasts. I don't know which, maybe it was a Charlie Sheen roast or one of them where I was like, you know, you're a comic. You're like, dude, one day hopefully I will be asked to do a roast, or I'll be asked to write for a roast.
It's a muscle too. It's like you're working a muscle.
And what's funny is once you do it, you realize how like roast writing is actually a lot easier than stand-up writing. It really is.
Yeah, I know I can do one of those.
I know. Well, you just take it's basically hack setup punchline like Jag. Just templates, and then you plug in the thing. So there's a few different like kind of like templates, and then it's like, you know, Joe DeRose is here, fucking blah 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 blah. It's just like it's just a rhythm, you know.
It's more like writing music than stand-up is, because you have like the exactly where to plug everything in. It's got a it's got a rhythm to it.
I saw this. We didn't get to talk about this on Legion of Skanks. I guess this could be a real ass podcast story. What's going on with the Jared from Subway story? Does anybody know?
I don't know if I should feel bad for him or not, because I feel like maybe he's just, if he has this shit in his house, he's a monster. If he's got child pornography.
But
what it seems like is he was doing business with his foundation, with someone. And then
that guy domed on him.
Or just, you know, they had to look at anyone that guy was emailing shit to.
Reporter says Subway Jared talked about middle school girls being hot. Well, it's a summer.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Like, wait, so the guy has eyes? He calls a spade a spade? You're going to get him murdered?
Real ass dude.
When you did hear about it, when you were like Subway Jared, you were like, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
This
like,
one,
he looks like a fucking pedophile.
This one is for, I guess, 4 hours ago. This is via ABC. If you don't know the story, Subway's Jared, he wasn't arrested, right? He was not arrested. He was
raided.
They raided his house.
They raided his
home. There's been no charges.
Because one of his business associates was found producing and possessing child pornography. So they raided his home. The media immediately, they just throw the sexy headline up. Subway's Jared raided under child porn investigation. So you read that headline, and most people, 99% of people in the world, just read the headline, and then they walk away and they go, okay, you know, and they you have that impression. Immediately I saw that and I was like, oh, what a sick fucking pervert, right? And then we've talked about this on the show before. This guy, for the rest of his life now,
he's going to be that guy.
Oh, he's fucked.
He'll be that guy. No matter what happens.
No matter,
even
if he's cleared.
If you find out nothing happens, there's going to be a percentage of people in the world, you know, people get educated, but there'll be a percentage of people in the world that are going to see him and they're going to go, fuck. Even reality, let me tell you something. Even if he's exonerated, that black cloud stays over his head. I wouldn't let him fucking watch my kid if I knew him. Just because the accusation is there. What's the point of making
that? Well, you got too sexy
rest?
Of a kid.
Yeah, super
it's
hot.
Temptation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a child molester, you might even be tempted. Who knows? Very cute kid. Nice bum.
Good looking parents.
But no, I mean, look, as a parent, it sucks to say, but if I had a friend of mine that was accused of being a child molester, even if he was completely exonerated, if there's any percentage of doubt in my mind, I'm not letting my kid. I have trouble letting my kid be watched by somebody that I don't really know really well in general. You know, I think when guys, I have a buddy who watches my son, who's a dude, not Dave, but another friend of mine who babysits sometimes. And it's a little weirder for me to let a guy watch my son than a woman. Just, and it's ignorant and it's bigoted in its own way. And, you know, I shouldn't feel that way, but I don't know the numbers. I guess I can look it up right now.
Hey, pal, I'm here to watch your son, pal.
Hey, pal, sit and spin.
Pal, if you only looked like you were deathly sick.
Let me see the numbers, child molesters. How many female child molesters are there?
Well, that doesn't, because a lot of the female child molesters are like teachers that are fucking 16-year-olds and they're like 27. So that's considered child molestation.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, look, so is that when it's a guy, so it's the same thing.
No, but a guy's, I think female occurs more than
Hey, dude, can you look up the percentage of child molesters that are male versus percentage of child molesters that are female? I can't be taking too much out of the conversation, but I have to assume there's probably a higher percentage of male child molesters, so that kind of just sticks in my mind. I know this, I've known this guy for years. I mean, I've known this guy for 10 years. And I trust him, I mean, enough to watch my son, but it's still, that still comes in my head. That ignorant thought still comes in my head. I would think that a gay guy would be more likely to molest my son. I would feel that way. I don't know. I would just, to be honest, if I'm being honest, this is all ignorant shit, but I would be less likely to let a gay guy watch my son than a man. I would be less likely to let a man watch my son than a woman. You know, it's like, it's that, but there's certain stigmas and there's certain things that happen. And as a protective parent, you go, fuck that. I don't give a fuck who I'm offending. You know, recently I was going to bring my kid to a party, and I saw a person that was going to be at the party the night before. and this person had like this weird skin thing, like it's a weird skin thing. I don't know what it was.
AIDS, dude.
It wasn't AIDS. It was just something. And I remember I was like, dude, I'm not even, because this person was like, oh, I'm really excited to see the baby tomorrow. And I didn't bring my baby to the party because that person was going to be there. And it was an uncomfortable thing where I didn't want to be like, you can't touch my kid with your fucking weird skin scaly shit in your arms. You know, it's an uncomfortable, you know, type of thing. But do you have those numbers? Really, 57% male versus 43% female?
And that's just who gets caught.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to assume it would be way more dudes. No? But anyway, look, dude, this guy, now for the rest of his career.
Life.
Okay, the rest life. Of his life. I mean, dude, he probably doesn't have a career. I mean, dude, did Subway do anything yet?
They cut ties with him. He got kicked out. He was going to be in Sharknado 3. They cut his scene.
Wow, dude. Wow. That's fucked up.
And they just raided his home. That's all they did.
I mean, is he going to be able to sue or something?
He'll be able to countersue, but still, the reputation.
You're never going to. You're never going to come back from that. I mean, Pete Townsend did.
I can't let Scopo be dumb and let him get away with it.
I don't know why I said countersue.
He's not being sued. It's countersuing his.
He's going to countercharge them with pedophilia.
I mean, could he? Who could he sue? Could he sue his business associate? I guess.
No, he could sue the people that he could sue the person that. Well, the government for fucking raiding his place.
Could he? No.
I think so.
Not if they didn't do anything wrong. Not if they were investigating.
I think if you have any emails from somebody that has something that illegal, they have to do something, right?
Yeah, they can't just let it go. I mean, dude, I got arrested once because my ex-roommate said that I threatened his life. And the cop told me, he was like, it's not that we want to arrest you. We believe you. We can tell. Like, the cop was like, yeah, we know what this was. It was an argument between roommates. I told him, I was like, I said, I'll kill you. But I said it in a way like, I'm going to beat your ass. Like, I was like, there's witnesses, there's people there. And he was like, dude, he was like, we know. We get what happened. We see this all the time. He was like, he's saying you threatened his life with a knife. We have to arrest you. If he ends up being murdered, we are liable now. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes a liability. If Jared is fucking kids and they don't investigate him, then it becomes a liability on the government where the parents of those kids are going like, well, what the fuck? Why didn't you go and arrest this guy? Or why didn't you guys go and investigate this guy?
And what I think one of the reasons, I don't know if this was into why they had to raid him, but I remember years ago there being stories about him that he ran a porn rental service before he was the Subway guy. Out of his college dorm room, he used to rent, he had like a porn empire.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean.
Yeah, but if he ran a porn rental service and obviously somebody he was close with business-wise had 400 tapes of pornography, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, dude.
You got to look.
There's nothing crazy there. And good, man. Look, investigate him. I just think it kind of sucks that we live in a society where, you know, it isn't a very irresponsible thing. Just because we want people to click on shit, you know, you make these sensationalized headlines, we're going to destroy somebody. You know, if the headline would have said, you know, just what it is, you know, maybe the guy, you know, John Doe arrested under porn scandal, Subway's Jared assisting investigators with investigation, then you make it look like he's a fucking hero. You make it look like you look at, it's just the words that you decide to use. You can make it look like this guy's a good guy who's helping out, which it seems like he is. You know, he's being completely cooperative. I don't know. Look, he might be a piece of shit, but if it turns out he's just fucking helping these guys out and he got into bed, well, not wrong words, but he started
a very small bed.
He got into a crib with a business owner.
It was a race car.
But he got into bed with the wrong business, the wrong guy. Should his whole career be ruined? Should his family members who have young kids be second guessing their kids staying over at his house? That's fucked up, man. That's a really fucked up
thing. I'm more upset about every fucking open micer I had to see who made the eat fresh joke.
Ugh.
Ugh, it was so disgusting by the end of the day.
I guess you like the 6 inches.
Ugh.
Yeah, but hey, look, dude, this is what via ABC, he said something to me when we were off camera that really stuck with me. I thought to myself, did he really just say that to me? According to the woman, Jared would often visit schools in Sarasota County and allegedly told her numerous times that middle school girls are hot. The woman accused Jared of making an even more inappropriate comments, but she won't go into any more details. I put my dick in their vaginas. they weren't jokes. They were very serious, she said. Well, go into more details, bitch. What are you hiding? What else is that? She contacted the FBI and claims agents had her wear a wire to record their conversations. Ooh. And Fogle's attorney, Ron Elberger, Puerto Rican guy, said that the allegations are an unrealistic fabrication. Yeah, dude. You know, look, who knows, man? Look, this is what happens, though. There's a woman who we don't have her name.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's so funny. This is it. Reporter says Subway Jared talked about middle school girls being hot, right? So there's some woman who won't give her name. This guy doesn't have the right to face his accuser, who's just randomly saying this, who's now getting some sort of attention from the media. It's like, but we'll just take it now. Now it's another strike against him. Like, ah, dude, it's looking more and more. And this is the number one story when I type in Subway Jared. The number one story that comes up on the internet. It's like, well, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? You know, it's just, it really does, and it's a shame. You know, there was another video, was it in Florida? There was a football player who punched that girl in the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, and look, dude, that guy was a piece of shit. I watched the video. Did you guys see it?
All I was doing was trying to see if she was mouthing the word nigger.
Maybe she was.
It looked, I mean, it looked like there was a point in his face where he heard that word.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Look, I we're comedians. I live in a world where I would much rather people be able to say nigger and me to be able to use whatever words I want to use.
Yeah.
You know, and then look, dude, fuck you, dude. Go.
But also yourself. Don't use that word in that tone and not expect to get hit.
No, yeah, no, you should not expect to be hit. You should. Not if you, look, here's the thing, dude, right? You can't put your hands on somebody else. It is just words, you know? So I can't sit here and go like, she deserved to be hit because she said a word.
She didn't deserve to be hit, but she shouldn't be fucking shocked.
Yeah.
If she did, who knows?
She also hit him first too.
She kind of hit him. She like,
yeah.
Dude, it's a little different. You're a fucking professional.
No. He's wrong for doing this.
I said this on the radio the other day, you know, like, I'm a dude, right? Me and you get into an argument, there's an appropriate thing. If you fucking push me, let's say we're two dudes that are fucking, like, even size, I don't get to take a knife and plunge it in your neck. There's an they don't have the same weapons, you know what I'm saying? So she's this little girl, he outweighs her by 90 pounds, he's a fucking near professional athlete, he's a college athlete. Him punching her is a way to, it's the difference between somebody hitting you with a piece of paper or somebody throwing a rock at your head. It's just, it's not the same thing. So, yeah, you don't put your hands on somebody else. You don't call people the N-word. But at the same time, this guy fucking, I mean, this guy really just fucking wrecked this chick's shit. It was pretty fucked up. And I think the sentiment, a lot of guys start defending him. And it's not so much that the N-word thing. I've heard that as well, but I think that's just hearsay. The real thing is like people are like, oh, dude, well, you put your hands on him. You know, and I think really where that comes from is kind of, that we live in a world where if you're a man, and it's really only men, if you're a man and you're accused of something, you're immediately guilty. You know, typically men just aren't really victims. Typically, just in the eyes of the public. You know what I'm saying? If two guys are fighting, it's just two guys fighting, you know? If a woman and a guy are fighting, no matter what's happening, typically the woman is the victim.
Called Beyoncé's sister a monster for attacking Jay-Z over and over again.
Nobody did. People made jokes about it. It was funny to people, you know? And I think there's this thing with young men. We live in a generation now where the internet, we have Facebook in our face constantly, and they have this algorithm that is just pumping information into our brains that we want to hear. So it's like if you're a young feminist chick, all you're getting every day in your Facebook feed is just another article about how men suck, another article how women are great, another article about 77 cents on the dollar, another article about the white male privilege. And it's feeding it every day. And I think there's a pushback now from young men where it's like, no, we're not all fucking animals. Not every young white man was born to privilege. You are not born to any type of privilege, Zach. Okay, I would much rather be I know so many examples of young white kids who were born into poverty and welfare and drug addicted parents and parents that beat them and were violent against them. And so many cases of young black and Hispanic kids that were born into wealth or born into middle class households that had loving parents that are still together to this day. It's like you can't just make these blanket generalizations. And when you make a blanket generalization like all men are evil or all white men are privileged, that is on par with saying all black men are criminals. It is just as racist. As that, you know, it's just for to say all men are you know inherently slut shamers is the same thing as me saying that all women who have sex are sluts. You know, and I don't make generalizations like that. We make jokes. We make a lot of jokes. You know, but I think that thing, you have guys going, "No, fuck that chick. She hit him first."
And it's all like, I know is, hey, if she uses the N-word in public and take and can take a punch that good, I want her number.
She could join the Gomites. Look, dude, I'll tell you right now.
Hey, she never left her feet. A college football player punched her in the face, and all she did was stagger.
Dude, that's she's fighting Cyborg next month.
Yeah, but look, dude, I get it, man, and I don't defend guys who punch women in the face. I used to be the guy years ago.
That I would
women
be the
guy.
Face?
No, not at all. But I would be the guy that would, if there was a guy and a girl fighting on a subway, and they started getting physical. Mm-hmm. I would immediately be like, hey, yo, buddy, take a walk. I'd get between them. I would actually get involved.
And you would Aaron Berg it.
I would Aaron Berg it. And now, because of a combination of being a few things. Number one, I'm 33. I've just been into so many fights with my chicks.
You're a
before.
Father. You don't know what if that guy has a knife.
No or- idea. Exactly. I have a father. I'm a father, and I got to go home and see my kid. And then also, because of just the temperature of young feminists and how combative they are, I don't know what really happened there. I don't know why he's hitting her. I don't know what she did. I don't know. Like, so I go, it's really none of my fucking business. Okay. But a big part of that, okay, or a big part of chivalry being dead is just young feminists telling men that they're constantly wrong, constantly assholes, constantly privileged. When you're backed into a corner, especially young men, okay, this is it's a thing, dude. If you back a young man into a corner and attack him, he starts to fucking swing back. You know, I watch these videos on I saw a compilation video of women who are just like hitting dudes over and over again, and the guys are trying to compose themselves, and then finally they just let go and drill the chick. I mean, dude, I'm watching it like I'm watching a Rocky movie. I'm like, yeah, fucking get that bitch. It's fucked up, dude. I think that's a response to women like guys we fucked and their attitudes, and they're blindly pointing their fingers at men and saying that they're fucking assholes. Are you out of your mind? You out of your fucking mind? It all ties in, guys. That's why I'm the best host in the business, because I could tie it all in.
You really are.
I watched that video of it's the year anniversary, the girl that threw the shovel at the other girl's head.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I rewound just the shovel hit.
Yeah,
I had to watch it 50 times.
Yeah.
There's nothing more satisfying than the sound of that shovel hitting that girl in the head.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the other thing is like, you know, girls don't usually have that type of violence in them, you know? And when you see something like that, you're like, yeah, that's fucking badass. I think it's why people love female MMA right now, because everyone's like, oh, dude, Ronda Rousey's like the fucking talk of the town. And I think it's because...
She's waiting for Sharkeesha to turn 18 so she can fight.
People remember MMA hit a few years ago, like, you know, 10 years ago, started getting popular, The Ultimate Fighter, right? It was a thing when you were flipping through the channels and you saw two guys fighting with barely any gloves in their hands in a cage, you stopped and you went like, oh shit, like this is awesome. Crazy. Yeah. Like there's two dudes fighting, even if it wasn't UFC, it didn't matter. You were just like, what the fuck is this? This is great. And that kind of became commonplace. And now seeing two guys fight in a cage with little gloves, it's not really a big thing. It's like you'll see that all the time. If you flip the channels, you'll probably catch it on TV almost at any time of the day. You know, and now it's almost feeling like boxing. Back in the day, boxing, it would just be on. Like two no-name dudes, sometimes you turn it on, sometimes you wouldn't. It wasn't a big deal anymore. Women fighting in a cage is now a new thing again. So when you see two women fighting, it's almost like, oh, wow, this is fucking new. We're not used to seeing something like this. And that's why I think people are so... like excited and engaged with somebody like Ronda Rousey, but this shit's about to hit the fan there.
Can anyway. I ask you a question?
What?
Who's going to win this weekend? I watch fights where it's kind of, they kind of hype it up, and one of them's a psycho, and Conor McGregor is hyping the shit out of this.
Yeah, everyone, look, the reason that Vegas has Conor McGregor as the favorite is because he knows how to talk shit. But if you're a fan, you want to make a little bit of money this weekend? You want to make a little bit of dough? Let's see, McGregor... versus Aldo.
Is he a big Aldo. Favorite now because the guy dropped out and now it's
he's not I think he wasn't a favorite before and now he is the favorite, but I'll tell you the odds right now. The last I saw the odds, they were plus 165 for Mendez, meaning that Conor McGregor was a favorite. If they're anything like that still, I say take the fucking bet, dude. People are crazy. People, you understand, like casual fans know nothing about the sport. Okay, so anything that the UFC is just pumping into their brains, they're going to bite onto, and they're betting that they're presenting Conor McGregor as the fucking God's gift to MMA. The truth of the matter with Conor McGregor, this motherfucker has never fought a guy in the UFC who can wrestle. And I don't know what he's really did in Europe when he was fighting before, but those guys can't wrestle for shit over there. If you're not an elite level, if you're an elite level wrestler, if you're that good at wrestling, you're going to be in the UFC if you're training MMA. Ben Askren's the only guy who never made it, and that's because he shit on the UFC publicly. But he's never fought any wrestlers. He was training to fight Jose Aldo, who's an unbelievable kickboxer. So he's been training months in kickboxing. That's his only focus has been kickboxing. And now he's fighting debatably the best wrestler at 145 pounds, a guy who his only loss has come at the hands of the champion and has looked like a fucking murderer against everybody else. I don't even see any way that Conor McGregor can win this fight. I guess he could catch him with something, but the truth of the matter is Chad Mendes doesn't get knocked out. He got knocked out by Jose Aldo, and Jose Aldo's a fucking murderer.
This guy's going to he's gonna go to the ground
right away? I think Chad Mendes, he's a plus 155, according to this right here. He's a plus 155 underdog. That means you bet $100 on him, you get back $255 total. You get $155 profit if you bet $100. $1,000, you're going to get back $1,500 profit. Dude, if you got a little bit of expendable money, put it on me, dude. You know what? Put it on me. If you lose your money, you can say, this is all Luis J. Gomez's fault. If you win, though, you have to give me a little bit of a kickback.
Is our show Finances We Fucked?
Seriously, dude. Go put a little bit of money on Chad Money Mendes. I'm pumped. We took the night off. We're watching it at Big J's apartment tomorrow. So I'm going to be doing some Periscope stuff during the fights and maybe even a little live hammer fisting via YouTube. We'll see what's going on with that. We're going to get out of here in a minute. I'm bleeding. I just scratched myself.
I got to go throw up.
Yeah. So, Zachy, anything coming up that you
got to... Oh, yeah. I got something I want to... So, my new movie, Return to My Volume 2, we are going to show the work print. It's not color corrected and sound mixed yet, but we're going to do a free test screening on July 24th at the Paperbox Theater in Brooklyn, so you can see my new movie for free as a thank you to all the people that donated.
Awesome.
Friday, July 24th,
8 o'clock, Paperbox Theater. It's our film festival, Troma Dance.
Where is that in Brooklyn?
It's off the Grand Stop on the L.
So cool neighborhood, lots of bars in the area.
And, yeah, come see the movie for free and then fill out what you liked and what you didn't.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
I'm going to try to take off, dude. I'm going to try to be there that night.
Come see my dick on the big screen for the first time. Very excited.
Dude, look, Zach is fucking awesome, dude. This guy works really hard for the show. And so, look, if you're a fan of this show, you got nothing to do that Friday. The movies that these guys make, they're hilarious. They're over-the-top horror gore films. Really fucking cool, dude. Really cool. Go check his thing out. We're going to all go. As long as I don't have anything already booked, I won't book anything
when
for
8
o'clock. It's going to be Friday the 27th.
2 weeks from today, Friday the 24th.
Oh, 24th, sorry. Friday the 24th. So let's fucking go and do that. We'll make it a trip.
Also, this Tuesday, I am at Bar None. It's our two-year anniversary show. Come see me and Corinne Fisher.
Is she really on it?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
I am Booker. That's hilarious. So I'm doing a show with Corinne on Tuesday if you want to come see us. It's going to be really funny.
You know what? I'll say this, though, another thing. Don't go and fucking heckle these chicks, ever. If you ever see these chicks performing live, don't do that. I think hecklers... people who heckle... in my opinion, are the fucking
worst human beings,
lowest form of life. Let these chicks figure it out on their own. You know, they're creating problems for themselves. They don't need any more trouble. If you go to a comedy club and ever see these chicks, don't heckle. If I do that, that fucking blows. I blindly want to punch hecklers in the face. I don't care what the parameters are. In
fact, we had a whole episode about it that we had a bleep.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something, dude. This chick, what the hell's her name? She's funny too. She's a cute chick, and I've seen her perform a couple times. Is it not Beth? Dude, I posted her thing on Facebook. It's pretty funny. I'll give it a little bit of love. You guys should go look this up. She was heckled recently by a dude. It's on my Facebook wall, guys. Go to facebook.com/GomezComedy. Yeah, that's her. Ashley Bez. That's right. Ashley.
Oh, she's
Bez.
Funny as shit too.
Yeah, she's funny, dude. She's a funny chick. Super cool. This chick came out. I met her at the musical a while ago. She came out and she's super nice. Really nice chick and funny girl.
Oh, you had a show with her recently.
Yeah. So funny. She, I guess, some dude heckled her at LOL, ironically, because she posted the picture of the comment card. Heckled her at LOL, and I guess, I don't know exactly what he said, but he wrote his number on the back of a comment card and said, hey, give me a call, Benji. And so she started texting him. I don't know if it was from a random number or whatever, but she just started writing him all of these harassing type texts.
That's funny.
Like, she wrote, like, why aren't you paying attention to me? And then he wrote, you're creeping me out. She was like, I'm not a creep. And even though you don't know who, you don't know me, I assure you. Can you stop yawning directly into the fucking mic?
Sorry.
What the fuck is that, dude? If you're bored, go home.
I'm not bored. I'm
like, you're yawning into the mic. They can hear you being bored with me talking. Do you understand?
Yeah, let them make that judgment for themselves.
Yeah, they're bored. By the way, yawning is contagious. You're making the fans yawn also. Have some fucking mic diction and yawn off the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And make jokes if you want them to yawn.
How's it going?
Sure, I'm not a creep. And even though you don't know me, I assure you I'm more important than whatever you might be doing. Stop ignoring me. Come on, talk to me. Then he wrote, so who is this? Then she wrote, yes, you're paying attention to me. Then she wrote, yes, yes. For a second, I thought you'd be ignoring me, and I could not bear it. And then he wrote, yikes. And then she wrote, I need constant attention. Then he wrote, sure seems the case. Then she wrote, I'm really awesome, so I just need attention on me at all times. I don't care about anyone else's lives. I'm the coolest person ever. Talk to me, talk to me. And she just keeps on going, and it's awesome. And she just harasses him, and I guess it ends with that. But good for fucking her, dude. Fuck hecklers, period. Just anybody who heckles, what we try to do is hard enough. So if you're at a comedy show, and if you think you're going to help the show, if a comic's having a bad set and you think you're going to help them out by throwing them something, you're not helping them out. You're making it that much fucking harder. So once again, don't shit on these shows if you go to Zach's show. Watch Corinne go up there and bomb herself. Scopes, anything you got going on?
Yeah. July 31st, August 1st, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go check out Scopo. Follow us all on Twitter at Louis J. Gomez, at Zach Is Not Funny, at Chris Scopo. Gonna be in Nashville coming up in September, Maui in October,
Maui,
Rhode Island, October. Got a lot of stuff at the end of the summer. Summer seems to be fizzling it out a little bit in terms of road work.
Call us full.
Thanks, Scopes. This is the last show Scope was on.
You say end of the summer, and I'm saying that's October's full.
I call it the end of the summer.
And that's the end of the outro music.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.